This is Monday, January 14th, 1991. The time is 1 p.m. Greetings, Father.
I have come. Your commander is busy. What was the deadline given unto your new enemy?
Midnight.
He was given until the 15th. What time is it?
1:15.
It is 12:15.
12:15.
In the Saudi desert.
Oh.
It is a serious time, children. This is one of the most critical days in physical format on your planet. Everyone will now go within, and you will be making your final decisions. For you have no way to know where your journey goes from here. It is a time of putting the foolish children's games to the side. And as you can see from those who are not in your midst, decisions are being made. I appreciate the fact that no one has asked me to identify myself. For we're going to grow beyond these things. It is one thing in the training, in the lessons. If you cannot silently within self clear your space, you who have experienced here, lo, these many months, will never learn. It will make no difference whether or not confirmation comes from this mouth. You will find your confirmation within yourself. I think you call it separating the men from the boys. In your slang language. Would upon you slang language. I am but a reflection of you. What do you reflect to me this day? Lucy reflects a little bit of surprise. She was expecting a soft, easy commander to tease a little bit. There's no teasing in your commander this day. With your ones, listen to reason, as the very hosts of heaven reason with him. No, it is not to be. We're going to confront some things this day that you will confront with me in your final passage. It's called sort of a rehearsal for graduation examination. What will you be asked of self when you make that transition? What did you do? Who did you lead and how did you lead them? Why did you do it? And the flapping lips will mean nothing. In this moment, I can read your heart. And you're hoping that your shell is thick enough that I cannot see beneath it. And so I spare you embarrassment. At least I hope I spare you embarrassment, for I want no embarrassment. I want truth. And if it cannot come from this small group, where in the world will it come from? The masses are waiting for a rapture, which will not be. You think God is easy. God is the hardest entity you will ever meet in all your journeys. For the reflection that will come back to you will not be ambiguous. It will be total, and there will be no room for lie. Where are you this day, this moment, this breath of life in the consciousness this moment? Not believing it can happen. Thinking you don't care whether it does or does not. Because you're a little eager to get on your way. Are you really? Are you really? Was the dollar for the appraisal more important than the commitment you made to God to share with your brother? How many will sever that golden cord? How many? I'm telling you, precious children, almost all. Almost all, for every excuse there is, always becoming only one, fear. And to save you embarrassment, we will speak of other energies who recently passed through and depart. I will come back in a month and I will make up my mind. You've just made up your mind, do you see? Well, but I have to. I have to this. I have to that. What had to be done was to take it back from me. Because there is no belief. There is no trust. When you say, I believe that God will take care of me, no, you don't. In this very room, there are ones of you who think God will take care of you. No, you don't. You think George and Oberly will figure a way. someone's call. What are you going to do? What are we going to do? What must I do? What do you tell them? What do you tell them? I monitor. You tell them, well, we're going to go underground. Where are we going to go underground? We have no places to go underground. Well, we're making preparations. Who's making preparations? For what? For how many? And how are you doing it? Grumman Oberle haven't been able to make very many preparations. Precious Charles has done what he can. What else do you tell them? What else do you tell them? They're asking you, where is it safe? What do you tell them? And when, in my name, do you get around to telling them the one requirement? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And I'm sorry for this speaker. She did not want to come out into this room. She does not like to be my voice. Because I make her face the same as I make your face. Your ticket home is not a hole in the ground. Your ticket home is fulfillment of your task as you commit it. And a return unto the path of light, according to the laws. For there will be no other coming back into the radiance of my kingdom. Does that mean all are destined to what you will call hell? Of course not. There is ignorance, there is blindness. Will I, God, cast them out? No. I make only the rules is applied to coming home for each. And you will do what you want to do. Whatever you choose to do, you will do. Right to the smallest in Ethiopia. Will they be allowed? The passage they choose. Because ultimately, no higher energy, no other energy will judge. You stand before the reflection of self. And what do you do when it's too late? Do you say, I wish I had told them I love them? I wish I had told my son not to go to Saudi Arabia. I wish it had. If it were. But it isn't. It's now. You have no ifs, ands, or buts, past or future. You have this moment in perception. And on behalf of all of you, she's petitioning for Hat Tom to show up here.
That a girl.
I don't get off your toes. I grind them into whatever you're standing on. I've no interest in your toes. Surprisingly enough, as mean as I sound, I have great interest in your survival. There will be a remnant. I hope you will be among them. I hope you will be among them. Your enemy is not going to fight in Saudi Arabia. The purpose of putting my babies into that desert is to destroy them. You have sent them. You think you have 365,000, half a million. There are over a million of your children in that desert. There are several hundred thousand more in the deserts of Mexico. To get them out of your country, where there will be no resistance when the new government, the new order, takes control. Tomorrow. You're already living under the laws of the new constitution and the new states. You just haven't quite quit flopping the end of the hook. There was opportunity, but you see, action was not taken in time. And you had to see that those who have lied from the beginning of time had you again. Had you again. The ones you sent into your Congress voted to kill your children, and you let them. You let them. But they're not just your children. They are my children. And they are ignorant because you have not taught them. I would be concerned about that if I were you. You have sent my children to be slain. It does not get prettier from here. From this day, regardless of what happens or does not happen, it will not get prettier. If you get over this one, a larger one rears its head in the other direction. Your reflection is in Lithuania today. You know not what it's like to have a tank in the middle of your courtyard. They're showing you. They're showing you. Mr. Bush was put into office to pull this off. To be the puppet to pull this off. You hear no denouncement today. No threats of sanctions or going to war. This may hurt your relationship with Russia, but Mr. Gorbachev didn't do it. Some abstract general That's when you did it. Come now. If it were all off tomorrow, what would happen? The world would say, "Oh, I believe now." Would they say that? No. If half of your world and the entire Arab world is not blown up by tomorrow evening, including you ones in this room, we'll wonder. A minimum of 2/3 of the population of this planet will be destroyed. Whether it's tomorrow or next month, there is no sign that man will stop this. There must be the remnant. That does not mean the remnant has to be at this point on this planet. There are ones who have been working for years with everything they have, and they are indeed blessed. You are not alone, but you are most, most important. This is where the word will radiate from. Do I know how it will be? Oh, yes. Your commander will say, "I'm not given to know. I know how it will be." And I'm urging you once to listen up. You will not know. Because you will not make your decisions based upon the 12th hour. That is not the privilege of the ones who have made a commitment. If you leave me at the 12th hour, you are gone. Does anybody misunderstand me? Does that mean you are destined to the evil hell of the pits of fire? No, you will create that for yourself. The pain within your breast will be so heavy that no one else need do anything to you. The most ungracious failure of all is unto self. Because the purpose of the higher creation and God is to allow you to grow. And if you didn't learn, you will. Without exception, children, you will. Each fragment. Each fragment. And this is why you're not given to know. Well, what do you get in return? Maybe a headache. That's something you're going to have to confront, isn't it? You've been told. You want it repeated and repeated and repeated. You want the spacecraft to come and burn your skin or cool your brow. You want something outside self to fix it for you, to give you your reassurance, to let you touch it. Touch it then. Reach over and touch it. You can't escape it anymore. Feel it with your hands. There's not going to be some other magic. Feel the gift in your hands. The self that you are. Because until you can feel it and accept it, how can we lead the world? I suggest when one's called and say, well, what are you going to do? And when is it going to be? And how are we going to? I suggest you tell them right fast. You better get yourself right with God, and the rest will fall into order. You'll be given to know. We want no influx of any. Into this place, we have our hands full in the physical form. You are not a cult. You are not a group. As ones wish to perceive you, and quite frankly, as you ones wish to perceive yourselves, you are all the body. This is only one of the sources. The truth is within. Well, do I not understand the need for brother to join with brother? Oh, yes, I do. But if it's for crutches, watch out. You are given everything you need within self. And if self cannot function without the crutches, then you pull your brother down, do you see? Because in the givingness of the Godness within, he will give unto you. And very often make you weak. You can never say another man destroys you. Did Bob, in his waywardness, pull Dee down? In her givingness, in foolishness, she has pulled him down. Because she has required nothing of him. Not even to give up the insulting breaking of the laws of adultery against her. What is prostitution? Is prostitution frowned upon? What is prostitution? It's the selling of self. There is no portion of yourself more sacred than another. And if you sell yourself for the dollar because you do not trust God enough, to see you through, then you have just prostituted self. There are no winners in the deal. But ones cannot help themselves. They're weak. So, I advise you to get strong. Weakness is not a cop-out. Weakness is unacceptable. You see, when we stand to analyze, why did you do something? Well, I was weak. Some God within you is going to say, bullshit. I can count on it. And it won't be blessed sagaciousness. That is a lie. You were not weak. You used it as an excuse to continue to be. Is it wrong? No, you just did it. Well, then it's all right. No, it's not. Well, what are we talking about? Anton, what are we talking about? Father, I have to know. Why are you standing here then? What do you want? What do you perceive will be as you make that transition? You're looking for your ticket, aren't you? Where do I go? Where do I go from this experience now that I'm here? I've told you what the laws are. Now I get to be Judge Britt. Did you wallow in your weakness or did you rise above it? Do you use your illness against another? Even occasionally? Do you use your sniffly nose and your sick body, which you created, in order not to do something perhaps that you would rather not do? I don't care. God does not care what you do. Because the mirror is reflecting the truth back at you. When you give the excuse, I'm your mirror. If Eleanor says to me, every moment of my life, while I was in pain, I had no selfish motive whatsoever, I will simply say, that is a lie, child. Because you cannot be human without having made that statement of self, action. And then the statement of the excuse comes out of the mouth. That's worse. That compounds it. And the sorrowful thing is that very often you convince yourself that's the truth of it. It is not the action that is wrong. It is a denial of it, hoping you won't get caught. You're humans. You are expected to act as humans. And then as you grow and you come for a specific purpose to this place again to serve, you have to outgrow that. You have to know that before the transition, you're going to get slapped with these questions back to self. Because in the ending, I'll tell you in advance, excuses are not acceptable. Having made error is totally acceptable. Having made wrong decisions is completely acceptable. If the intent has come to rectify it, and in that heart place it says, "Oh, Father, I made a big mistake, and I'm sorry." But don't come to me when you have made the big mistake saying you're sorry, when within you're not. It doesn't lie. So now you see. You had a mean, dirty God after all. A wrathful God. There is no wrath. There is no such thing as wrath. Do you understand that? You don't even have to deal with a different energy. You don't have to come to himself. And that's what we're doing right now. I'm telling you who you have to confront. And then on behalf of the other entities who are experiencing the human format, especially within this circle, you must hold responsibility uppermost. This is the time when our scribes, our publishers, our people get killed. It's the time when the homes get raided. And those times will increase if you're not responsible. If you handle this responsibly, you will be a few of the ones who will walk through this not only in abundance but in total security. Because at this point they're very happy for you ones to be getting the bad news. So that you are a little bit prepared to help bring your brothers under control. You cannot just have uprisings where they mow you down with submachine guns. That to me is the biggest cop-out of man. I'll just die for you. I don't want any dying. I want you to use the God-given brain you have. Because out of the mess must survive the passage of the remnant and a rebuilding. Don't worry about parallel this and hidden that. Don't worry about this and that and the other. If you worry about this moment and what you are doing in it, the rest will take care of itself. You only need perfection in the moment. And if you blow it, hopefully you will have another moment to reconsider it. You are the chosen one. I'm not talking about eeny, meeny, miny, moe. You are the Israeli. Do you hear me? This country was blessed. This country is still blessed, already having been taken by your enemy. Israel is Palestine, and those are evil men, created by evil on your place. Together with the Soviet Union for well over two decades of your time. Evil men have been replacing every major important leader in your world. In your world. Who pulls the strings, you have to ask. If Gorbachev is, well, let's see. Now, guess who? Anyone in this room care to guess who?
Kissinger.
Satan. He's created.
Satan. Okay.
You are at the end of a cycle. Satan is now bound onto your place with his toys. The cosmic brotherhood is come to give the cosmic lighted brotherhood a way off here. Well, what's going to happen to them? If they have been given the word, brothers, which was your task, just to get it out there, not to read it to them, not to hand it to them, but to write it as given, present it to those who would take it, and then it is their responsibility. Not yours. This is the game. This is the game. Between the golden goodness of the Christ, Creator, who has achieved the perfection of creation and creating from that which is cosmic, universal essence. Things, planets, beings, and the gift of breathing life. Not toys, not puppets. The ability to create with a breath of immortality. The opposition is as blessed. You may not perceive the meaning of that. He is given to take that which has been created and restructure and rebuild and take onto everything physical that he can, including your soul if he can. But he has no ability to breathe life and immortality into that soul, into that being. And he has created holographic replicas with memory banks. And Mr. Bush 2 days ago became the 28th replica And if you watch him, as is required with everything that Satan produces, he must put a sign right out front.